shot. A Montgomery police officer sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating that shooting per MPD protocol. Carver High School was briefly placed on a lockdown as a precaution. A man wanted by Millbrook police for a shooting last Saturday is in custody. 22-year-old Rodney Tavarius Pettaway Jr. was arrested by Montgomery police. An anonymous tip led law enforcement to Pettaway's location in the 2000 block of Greenville Street. He was wanted for the shooting of 19-year-old Michael Justin Wilson of Wetumpka. Marijuana and a stolen car were found at the scene of that shooting, by the way. And Montgomery Regional Airport will start nonstop flights to Orlando May 14th. Happy summertime. That's your headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The White House holding a listening session.
We will be working very, very hard on that horrible, horrible issue that took place last week in Florida.
A Mobile, Alabama police officer was shot and killed. The suspect is dead.
Vice President Mike Pence was supposed to meet with Kim Jong-un's sister and other North Korean leaders on February 10th. But the Washington Post says hours, less than 2 hours before it was supposed to happen, the North Koreans backed out.
The Reverend Billy Graham has died.
The former president and CEO of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks is now accused of repeated inappropriate behavior towards women working for the team. Owner Mark Cuban says he was never told.
In Syria, there's been an intense and deadly stretch of government airstrikes and shelling in a Damascus suburb.
Scientists in a study say they've discovered that two specific polyphenols found in red wine did a good job of keeping bacteria that can produce dental plaque and cavities from sticking to gum-like cells.
More and more younger people are abandoning Facebook. eMarketer estimates the social network will lose 2 million users under the age of 24 this year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIF Eve is what we call it. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. I'm going to get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Drawing $50 gift card. They've got prime New York strips that are on sale that I just saw that looked really, really good. Prime meat is a step above their premium, and it's really good. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome aboard today, Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Fine. About y'all?
Doing good.
Good, good, good. I want to give you a little information on this guy's Nicholas Cruz, his psychiatrist. Have you read this?
I have not. First of all, where did you read it?
I've got it off of one of the regulars on Rents Radio.
You got it off what?
Rents Radio, one of his regular guests on that, this information on that. And I got it from another guy down in Central Florida, Dr. Ted Bohr. But this guy's psychiatrist, his name is Dr. David Lubin. Okay? He is a graduate of Auburn University in psychiatry and psychology department. And this department up at Auburn, they received grants from the DOD in human engineering, neuropsychology, which rely on MRI scans and live patient brain scans. And now he is a professor at FAU, Florida Atlantic University, which is funded by the Carnegie Foundation. And their pet project is called Better Teaching Methods Through Improved Psychological Control Systems.
Okay, wait. We're about to get into a big conspiracy thing here.
Beg your pardon?
Are we about to get into a big conspiracy thing?
I don't think this guy's a shooter.
You don't think what?
I don't think this guy was a shooter.
Why do you think that?
There's no witnesses. It's got him going in and out of the school.
They have video of him going in the school.
Yeah, but not with guns, though. I don't know.
Don't just take stuff you get off the internet and just run with it out here. Jimmy, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Byron. Byron, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm very good.
Joey, I hope you're doing well, too.
Oh, yes, doing great.
Dan, I don't have a whole lot to add to any of this, but I do have a question. I've been listening to the stuff about this shooter, but I have not heard anybody mention his father. Do you have any information on that?
I don't. The last place on the scene was a mother, and she died of pneumonia in November.
Yeah, I knew that, but I'm like...
He's adopted also.
Okay, but I'm... Well, all right, well, maybe that answers a lot, but... it doesn't answer a lot, but maybe it answers my question. But anyway, I was just curious because I hadn't heard any mention of anybody but his mother.
Right.
And so I was just curious. So.
Yeah, his mother adopted him, so I don't know. We don't know who the parents are.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to know today. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you playing. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Patrick.
I got something interesting for you.
Okay.
Total deaths in the United States.
Wait. Is this like bad phone day and I didn't get the memo?
Yes.
You're you're kind of in and out here, Patrick, so talk as clearly as possible with the phone not right in your mouth.
Okay. Better?
Better.
Okay, I needed it further from my face like usual. Okay, here we go. I checked, got this off NPR. 216, 2016, total deaths for in the U.S., 31st highest in the world, was 3.85 per 100,000. Write that down. Because the number of school shootings, deaths from school shootings, is a small percentage of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, school shootings is tiny. It's nothing considering the population.
Right. But why don't we go ahead and do legislation to ban all guns, to save teen lives, and with that, add, since it's saving teen lives, let's go ahead and save 135.2 out of 100,000 male teen deaths by not letting them drive until they're 21.
There you go. That'll get them talking, won't it? That'll get them going. Because if you give a teen a car, they're going to wreck it.
Precisely. Every one of them has. Now, but this just shows how upside down they've got this whole damn thing.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And anyway, sorry I sound so bad.
No, that's all right.
You understand.
Patrick, you have a great day, my friend.
You too.
Thank you. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
I just heard one time on one of the morning national news shows that this kid's father, his adopted father, died several years ago, like 4 years ago. He was left with his mother, and then his mother died whenever she passed away.
November.
So I don't know any particulars on, I don't remember that they said why his father died. He died of an illness. It seems like he died of some illness. But then he was left with his adopted mother. And so that's all they said. And I don't think I heard it but at one time, but that caught my attention. And then they said the mother had died, you know, later.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm on it. I'm going to look it up for us. How about
okay.
That?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate
sure.
You.
You're welcome.
Let's see. We're about to go in the air with this person. Should I play a clip? Let's go to Margaret Brennan on the White House event. Sorry.
Survivors of the Florida school shooting are taking their demands for gun control directly to the people in power. Last night, students and parents confronted Senator Marco Rubio about why the type of rifle used by the gunman has not been outlawed.
If I believed that law would have prevented this from happening, I would support it. But I want to explain to you why it would not.
Senator Rubio was booed for his response to a father who lost his daughter last week at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
That town hall meeting on live TV followed a very emotional meeting at the White House in the afternoon. Other students and parents spoke directly to President Trump, asking him to lead an effort to change gun culture in this country.
The president offered a series of possible remedies, including one controversial idea, letting teachers carry guns. He'll continue the school safety debate today, meeting with state and local officials. Margaret Brennan is at the White House.
It was an extraordinary gesture to bring cameras into the room with the grieving, and it shows that the president has heard the outcry and is willing to at least consider taking some kind of action.
I want to listen, and then after I listen, we're going to get things done.
One by one, survivors of school shootings and their family members shared their pain.
And I'm pissed. Because my daughter I'm not going to see again.
I lost a best friend. It was practically a brother.
People are dying, and we have to stop this.
And I'm just begging for a change. We need a change.
Andrew Pollack lost his 18-year-old daughter, Meadow, in the Florida shooting.
My daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week. and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. Man. We, as a country, failed our children.
Let's go to the phones and go to Josh. Josh, one of my favorite red wines.
Hey, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar? Are you familiar with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is a great wine for the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Decoy is very good also. But no.
So what time are we getting together?
Well, I'm on the way to Wind Lakes now to hit the link. So
it's going to be a nice day for. Is it still windy? Or what's the wind situation?
It's a little bit, but hey, I'll take that any day.
You'll cut through that stuff, won't you?
Yes, sir. No, I was just going to. You know, everybody's getting up in arms, no pun intended, about the gun situation, and the fact that people don't realize. Guns are going to be around regardless. If they put a restriction period on it, think about the Fast and Furious with the government involved and all that, all the legal arms that are coming in. Guns are going to be around. It's not the fact that the guns are, killing folks. It's the people behind them.
Absolutely.
And people just need to slow down about it, and just quit jumping on the bandwagon with all this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and here you have roughly 300 million plus weapons out there. So those right. 300 million weapons are not going to go away. And
absolutely.
So you can go ban on new weapons that you want to, but there's still going to be weapons out there.
Yeah, and I agree with the waiting period like they have in other states, cool down period or whatnot, but just like illegal drugs. If somebody wants to find something, they're going to find it. It doesn't matter what it is. If they really want something that bad and they have the money to be able to purchase something, they're going to have it. So, taking away a right for a law-abiding citizen isn't the right way to do things.
No, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the little student that said, that guns don't save people, guns kill people, that's just ignorant, total ignorance of understanding of what the concept of this country is about firearms. Now, you can go do a 30-day wait on an AR-15. I can't see any evidence where that's made any difference of anything. Handguns have killed more people than AR-15s have in these type of shoot-up situations. We're looking through the microscope backwards, and what we need to do is focus on the thing that needs the attention, mental health, being able to react to when somebody makes a threat or is talking about hurting someone else, being able to react to that. I'm all good with that, as long as someone has a due process of having their civil liberties taken away.
Exactly, and you hit it right on the head with the due process. The waiting period, if they have a documented mental illness or anything, withhold it. But like I say, you can put these stop placeholds in effect. But, brass to brass, if someone really wants to do something, they can achieve it if they have the resources to do it. So affecting the normal law-abiding citizens, that's not going to do anything but just cause an uproar with most of America.
Josh, I think you're absolutely right. I want you to enjoy your day out on the links.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Dan.
Thank you, Josh. Have a great day. Come back. I got the information on Cruz's dad. He died of a heart attack several years ago. He and his brother, Zachary, were from Long Island, New York, and they moved down to Broward County where they were adopted by the Cruz family. Linda Cruz died of pneumonia November the 1st. We'll be back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power. electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year, with over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Paxton with Capital City Ace, and my goal is to provide our customers with superior services and brands. I'm excited to announce our new capability of being able to duplicate most every modern-day vehicle key. Whether you need one cut or you need a program to your vehicle, we can do both in-house for up to 50% off dealer cost. Please stop by and see me at Ace, and don't forget about our rewards program, located 3215 Taylor Road next to the Applebee's.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Yeah.
They're going to have the tuna on special again this Friday at Fresh Market.
Ooh.
Two of the sashimi tuna steaks for $7.99. Fed four people last time. Four. Did I mention four?
Wow.
That was great. May have to invite St. James over. I wonder if St. James would enjoy a bottle of wine, nice tuna steak, or if he wants to jump right into the hard liquor. Let's go to St. James and ask him. St. James, welcome aboard.
What you want
to
ask me, Dad?
I was going to ask you, would you prefer to have wine or would you prefer to have scotch?
Scotch.
Good man. That's why scotch. I like it. That's why I like you so much.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Are you a scotch drinker for real?
Yeah, I'm a scotch drinker. I shouldn't have any of it because I have a I have gouty arthritis. But
oh yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to make an exception if we were to get together.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, and I want to ask you about the surgeon. I just have a couple questions.
Sure.
As far as you know, are there any elected conservatives or Republicans that has been affected from tragedy within their family in the last, well, maybe 10 years? And that's changed their views on, common sense, gun regulation? Has anything ever happened to a family member to sway them one way or the other?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, there are people who have been shot by people. They've been in attacked okay. by people that they hadn't seemed to change their mind.
Okay, the reason I ask is that I'm surprised. I'm kind of appalled. I'm embarrassed that you don't have very many people that had the cojones to just come and confront and have a discussion like Marco Rubio did. I don't understand that part, considering the magnitude, you know, of this type of tragedy. You know, and I hear hyper-partisanship. It's ridiculous. And also, I remember one time there was a tragedy, and I called the show, and I think, I don't know what particular tragedy it was. She said, asked you, do you think anything should be done? And you said, I don't think anything should be done. I mean, do you still feel that way?
About
as far as gun discussion.
You haven't been listening to the show in the last 72 hours, I can tell. This is what I've said about...
I listen to you every day.
Okay, well...
I get a chance.
Yeah, good. What I've said...
But I have a job, though, Dad. I can't sit there and just wait on your show to come on, and that just defines my day. Like, seems like some people are able to do it. I don't understand. I need to do what they're doing.
There you go. What I've clearly said is that I'm okay with raising the age of a purchase of a weapon like an AR-15 to 21. I'm really big on the fact that we need there's a mental health component to this. I'm also good that if they were to pass a law that would be similar to what the Secret Service have, when someone makes a threat to the president or people associated with the president,
right,
that they can be interviewed and detained for up to 72 hours.
Okay.
And I'm good with all that. Here's the key, though. As long that there is a due process, that if you're going to take somebody's civil rights away, that's the only thing I'm worried about. People talk in these general terms, and I get worried about that, particularly when it gets down to mental health component.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing. I don't know why it seems like people would carry that narrative there. Even President Obama said, and I don't think it can happen in this state because this is the land of the free and home of the brave. Nobody's talking about taking away your weapon. But for people to dismiss that it was a component and factor in the magnitude, I mean, it wouldn't have happened if the kid had a hammer. And I don't understand why people are just... totally dodge around the assault weapons.
Well, what if he had a Glock 15, 40 cal?
A Glock 15, 40 cal, if he was good with it, he probably could have done as much as he did, or better.
There you go. Well, he had one, so he just didn't use it.
But I'm kind of like the guy yesterday, Andrew Pollack, his precious daughter was killed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that for, you know, the guys that's elected to take care of that. But school safety, you know, it's just really, and I do believe it. FBI dropped the ball on it. It's embarrassing. This was allowed to happen, so to speak. It's just open territory. And I think, school safety first.
Why do you think it happened?
Why did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the reasons, of course, what we've been discussing all along the last, 72 hours, that the kid knew it was a soft target. It's open territory.
Right.
And like you said, 9/11 happened, it was fixed. People, you know, elected officials, they went through the extreme of, not the extreme, but they got it right as far as cameras, screening, TSA, a whole another agency developed behind that.
Right.
And I think it should happen when it comes to kids in school. because, you know, until we can say, regardless of race, party, that this was our kids that was killed, you know, not a whole lot will be done. You know? Not a whole lot will be done. And that's how I feel, because it could have been yours, it could have been mine. So.
Okay. Yeah, but we have to remember that the AR-15 has only been used twice in school shootings.
Okay, but it's the weapon of choice when you got these maniacs out there where they want to do mass killing for just for simply to be infamous.
Right, they're psychopathic.
Yes.
Okay.
But what
do we do about that? I mean, it's not. Do we? Because I agree with you. I think it is a knee-jerk NRA type reaction for someone to say they're going to come and take your guns away. That I don't see that happening. Now I could, if we got further down the field and they started banning things, I could see where they could do some legal stuff to stop the transfer of weapons, but. In AR-15 and banning an assault rifle cell, I don't think it's going to solve your problem.
Okay. All right, Dan. I'll talk to you later.
Ta-ta. Got to go to a break, don't we?
Yes.
You got that break look on your face. We're going to be back.
I can't walk out.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say. We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury infinity, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365 horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with a third row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brewmaker Motors.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction.
Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. More White House discussions on school safety and gun law reforms. President Trump hosting another listening session today with state and local officials.
We're going to do strong background checks. We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of 18. We're getting rid of the bump stocks, and we're going to be focusing very strongly on mental health.
President Trump says he supports arming qualified teachers to deter more school attacks. The Justice Department is going after criminals who target the nation's elderly, often cheating them out of their life savings.
It is a despicable crime these people are doing. They laugh about their ability to defraud people.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says a new elder fraud division will prosecute cases against such criminals. U.S. stocks rebounding today. All three major U.S. indexes is trading in positive territory. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day. High temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s. Again, record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl."
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Lee Wetumpka. Lee, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, Lee?
I am doing wonderful. It is a beautiful day outside.
Okay, I'm up in the attic. That's not fair to say that.
Well, I've been running around all day. I'm tired of running, but I realized, you know what? I'm not going to be tired of running. I'm going to be glad I'm out looking at the scenery.
Yeah,
so
really.
I can certainly understand. Hey, look, in light of what's developed on some of the other shows on the channel this week, you could say you're having a Joey of a day.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to live that down.
Man.
One sound effect.
We have, yeah. Look, we have made a conscious effort to make your name a positive word in my house. So if good. If I ask my son, "Sean, how was school?" He goes, "Joey." I mean, that means it was a good day.
Okay, good.
I
good.
Like that.
So we're doing, I was like, "How you doing, Joey?" There it is. Okay. One word. So you're being lauded. In the Daniels household, anyway.
Good. I need that. Need all the help I can get.
Yeah, I just had a thought, Dan, and you tell me if I'm just off to the moon with this.
You're
or
off
not.
To the moon.
But, well, you know,
just kidding.
I was reading something recently that said America may have as many as 900 active serial killers. So we could, and I'm just throwing this out there, we could ban basements, duct tape, crowbars, wire, vehicles used to capture primarily white vans, the serial killer profiles, primarily white males. We could ban those. I'm thinking we get all these things together, just ban them, maybe put them in a state that has a lot of extra room, like maybe West Texas or something. You know, put everything in West Texas, just keep it in one spot, and then everything can be solved. We just ban everything we don't like or that we're scared of.
I think you're particularly the white van, because that is the van of choice of all of the people that are out there doing bad things.
It is, and I myself have a smoke metallic Chrysler Town and Country, so I'm not eligible, but I am a white male, so I'm a little worried.
I'm worried too.
I just wanted to get your take on that. But on a serious note,
yes.
With all that's gone on, I haven't been able to follow the particulars this week, but a buddy of mine was telling me that they are going to open a special counsel on the Clinton. Is this true, not true? What do you know about that?
There's not a special counsel. They are doing, Jeff Sessions has said that they're doing an investigation into the email system, and we already know that there's a situation, and we already know that there's FBI sitting at the Clinton Foundation as we speak.
All right, and so this special counsel
It's not a special counsel.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. But people love to say special counsels. If somebody's doing wrongdoing, we don't need a special counsel, right? We need an investigation, and then we proceed with indictments and all the different mechanics that you use in a normal criminal situation, a normal criminal proceeding.
That's what they pay the FBI agents big bucks for.
Well, that's what I thought. So I'm this whole special counsel thing, I was like, I don't understand that. So the only special counsel we've got going on is the one that's going currently, that Mueller. Do you feel like he's taking it off the rails, or is he heading into territory we need to head into with these foreign interests?
There's been no evidence that he's looking into foreign interests. What he basically, there's kind of five components, who hacked the Clinton emails, what involvement did Russia have directly with Trump, what involvement did Russia have with the election, then money laundering is the next piece, and then was there any type of obstruction of justice?
Okay, and last question. I know you got other callers and you're on time, but I caught a bit of Tucker Carlson one night, and he was talking about the foreign lobbyists. He said, Britt Hume said, well, that's always been a part of the landscape. And Tucker said, well, I don't know that it's been this prevalent. Was your experience in Washington, is this anything new, or are we just seeing it go to another level because of technology? And I'll hang up and listen and let the show go.
Let me ask a question. When you say the technology part of foreign, are you talking about them doing the Facebook and tweets and all that?
Right. Expanding it into social media, expanding it into, arenas that they might not, that they would not have had access to previously. Even proliferation of advertising, as I understand it, they may be responsible for some ads that have appeared on cable networks.
I haven't heard that. Now, the ads that they did on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff was minuscule. The thing that they spent most of their money on were having people going in and throwing up articles and scanning Facebook and putting things up on Facebook that were true or untrue.
And they did this for both sides, correct?
After Trump was elected, they did a whole series, that the Michael Moore rally that was in New York that was protesting the presidency of Donald Trump, that was orchestrated by the Russians.
Okay, so that was funded by the Russians, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so do you think any of this, I wonder where Uranium One and all that stuff falls into this whole scheme. Did they not deliver on the product and the
Russians? Well, that's being investigated also. There's investigations of investigations, such as the email, Clinton email, was it handled properly? There's an inspector general investigation. That's where you get the Strzok page tax and Uhura being demoted, and the McCabe basically leaving early. All that's is the tip of the iceberg of the Inspector General. Then you have the Steele dossier investigation. Then you have the secondary agencies and departments out there, state, CIA, NSA, and what did they know and when did they know it, and did they get involved in the FISA court decision? There's
it's
a lot
so
going
convoluted.
On.
Do you feel like it's that each of these is a thread in the same tapestry, or do
yes,
you think some
yes.
of these things happen? Okay, so you don't think they happen unrelated?
Yeah, I think it's a symptom of the way the Department of Justice and the FBI and intelligence agencies were being treated under the Obama administration versus the Bush administration or the Clinton administration.
Gotcha. It's certainly going to be an interesting several months, that's for sure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You have a great day, Lee. Can I fit T-Spear in here? Hey, T-Spear, welcome aboard.
Hey there. I'll try and be quick. First of all, to go back to the gun issue and some of what President Trump has stated, making it more difficult to obtain a gun. With looking at all of these young people who have been able to figure out how to get a gun, because when you really want to, you're going to do it. The one aspect that goes back is the psychotropic drugs. And I would, if President Trump is going to do this, I would recommend, or they need to look at, adding a psychotropic drug question to the application to purchase a gun. I mean, when I purchase my handgun, I have to go in and I have to fill out all the paperwork. They do the background check. They come back and they say she's nutty as a Betsy Buck, but she's not.
Give her a pistol. Give her a pistol.
You got it.
The problem with that, when you're looking at psychotropic drugs, Ritalin would be in that, for example. So
correct.
That means if somebody that's ADD or ADHD, is you're not going to let them have a firearm because of that?
Not necessarily so. Just because you have taken Ritalin does not necessarily make you a bad person. Just because you have taken some of the other drugs doesn't make you a bad person. But it certainly could come back to say, this is what we have found out. I don't see that it would automatically, you take Ritalin, you automatically can't have a drug. You can't have a gun. You take, trying to remember some of the other names of them. But you have some of these drugs and you can't have a gun. But at least it would help maybe some of these parents understand how important, when they put their children on these drugs, how important it can be for them to have a lifelong situation with this medication. Because some of these medications don't go out of your body overnight. They are there for a long time. The second thing that I want to question about, and this goes into a conspiracy theory type scenario, would be, does it seem to be that because of all these shootings, that these parents who are so anti-gun, that they're using every shooting to add more and more ramping up of the background voice to get rid of all guns, and now they're actually using these teenage kids as being the cheerleaders for the anti-gun movement or the anti-Second Amendment movement?
I think what happened is some people that are very big on their party saw the opportunity here and they seized on the moment. It was way too organized and orchestrated for a bunch of kids to have done this. I've done enough advanced work to know this was somebody who knew what they were doing, putting together the Sunday shows, for example.
And people need to stop and realize that.
And putting together the Tallahassee event. I mean, that was that was an event that somebody who knows something about advance put together.
That was my feeling as well, and that's what I needed to have confirmed. These parents and these young kids need to remember that when they give their rights away, they will never get them back. And if they think that the vast majority of the United States will live on their knees instead of standing up and taking care of themselves, those people are greatly mistaken. I have no intentions of living on my knees to have a little bit of security.
There you go.
You give up your liberty for a little security, and you are likely to have neither.
Thanks for the telephone call, T-Sphere.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Alan, coming back to you, Dan Moore Show, on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. We'll be right back.
100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phone. Well, first of all, let me mention Jack Ingram's Signature Used Car, sponsor of this hour of the Dan Moore Show. Go see Tip Tames, David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Glenn, Eric, the whole gang there. Buying a used car can be very tricky. Not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how y'all doing, Dave?
Doing good.
Hi, I'm a truck driver, but I'm a former Army and a former law enforcement officer, okay?
Wow.
And I ride around and listen to all 93.1 all day long, from 5 o'clock in the morning until I get off work.
All right, Alan! All right. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called once, twice. I gave Jerry all those albums he got that one day.
Oh, okay. Are you a first-time caller to my show?
I am or not, to be honest with you. I can't remember.
Well, let me do this. I want to put you in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing at least, since you're such a nice guy and listen to it so much. Alan, give me your month and day of birth.
That's 12-1, same as Joey's.
There you go.
There it is.
I like that. So what's on your mind, Alan?
Okay, so I ride around and listen to y'all all day long, okay? I agree with you totally on the psychotropic medications. Because if they go there, okay, then the next thing you know, you're going to start looking at your medication you get from your doctor with all the side effects that cause you to go jump out windows and do all kinds of crazy stuff, mm-hmm. like Ambien and so forth. Those are all prescribed medications. They have side effects on different people different ways.
Right.
You can't tell what they're going to do, especially if you start mixing together. So you can't really go by that. Now, I do agree that I think there should be a 30-day waiting period on firearms that you buy legally, and that only to give the FBI time enough to do a thorough background check. And I do think that part of that could be somehow connected with your medical as far as if you've had incidents. I know HIPAA gets involved in a lot of it. But if you've got cases that, people will go to doctors and they're having issues,
You know, like, you know, people who call in for suicide threats or spousal abuse or domestic, you know, violence. If all this stuff comes out in some type of a counseling session, that should be reported and put a log on. So if you do come up with it on the background check, that pops up and it can be looked into closer as far as this guy may be a high risk to let have a firearm. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, now let's go to the domestic violence thing. If you are charged with domestic violence, then that's going to preclude you from getting a weapon right there.
Correct.
If you're charged.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I want a counselor to be kind of dealing with that, but go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, I was just talking about as far as, you know, you have these suicide hotlines. If you get a hold of somebody who's been in Bradford, you know, or Meat Haven and so forth.
Yeah, a lot of people have been in Bradford and Meat Haven for pot, for all sorts of stuff.
Oh, I understand that. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They should not be excluded, but maybe they should have a flag on to be looked at more closely. To be like a high risk, just like with probation and parole. You have high risk and low risk people who come out of prison. You know? And if these people come up on a watch list, you know, as far as a check.
Alan, let me tell you something. See now you're doing, when you come up with a watch list, that's the government I don't really want to have a part of.
I agree with that part too.
You've got to have due process for this.
Correct.
And what I don't want to do is have a bunch of medical records that are sitting there where somebody is going in and saying, well, you know, you got arrested for DUI, and so you went through a drug alcohol program. I mean, that shouldn't preclude somebody from having a pistol.
No, I'm saying that should not do that. I agree with you. But it should come up. I mean, I'm not saying it should, because I carry a gun wherever I go.
Okay.
I would rather have one and not need one than have one.
Right.
Yeah. But, and I don't agree with it, but I'm just trying to kind of find a medium here for people to be quiet. Because if you want to kill somebody, if I hit you with a hammer, that's an assault hammer. We're going to ban those?
Yeah, and I hear you. I hear you on that. I'm out of time, Alan. So I want you to have a great day. Thanks for the telephone call, and thanks for the conversation. Anonymous and Neil, I am so sorry. Yeah. I ran out of show. It's kind of like running out of runway when you're trying to land. Whoops.
Pull up!
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. And audience, I want to thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.